This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
For a county the size of Haliburton, this region has produced a surprising number of notable athletes in a variety of sports. But beyond the headlines and box scores, the region is rich with those who've been instrumental in making their dreams of sports excellence a reality. That's why, for the third time since its inception, the Haliburton Highlands Sports Hall of Fame will be inducting another slate of worthy individuals at an upcoming ceremony. Those who've made their mark and those who've launched them on their way. Roger Trull of the Haliburton Highlands Sports Hall of Fame visited the Canoe FM studios recently to talk about how the organization came into being, why honoring both local athletes, sporting organizations, and supporters is so important, and to highlight some of this year's inductees.
There were a group of people who really felt that sport has played such an important part of the history of Haliburton, really. I mean, if you go over to the museum, you see pictures of people playing cricket in the 1880s, you know. So 10 years ago, Scotty LaRue asked a bunch of us to come to Town Hall to talk about the possibility of creating a Sports Hall of Fame. So a number of us got excited about it and agreed to join the committee, and we worked away at designing how Hall of Fame should work. We visited a whole bunch of other communities that had Halls of Fames, and we put together our plan, and we did our first induction ceremony 6 years ago. So we do an induction every 2 years. We're really excited about May 23rd of this year because it'll be our third induction ceremony. We thought when we were designing the Hall of Fame that we wanted to recognize more than just athletes. And certainly more than just hockey players, because, you know, Haliburton's well known for its hockey, but less well known for lots of other sports that we have excelled in. So we decided in the first go around that we'd recognize three categories: athletes first, then builders, because as most athletes would tell you, they wouldn't have gotten where they got to without the help of many other people behind the scenes and coaches and people driving them to games and all that sort of stuff. So we have a category where we recognize builders. And then we've had a lot of fantastic teams in Haliburton over the years. And so the third category was to recognize teams who have done special things. And the first group to be inducted was the 1971 Haliburton Huskies hockey team that won the provincial championship. That was back in our first induction ceremony. Then in the second ceremony, we decided to add a fourth category, which we call the Outstanding Achievement Award, because we also came to realize through the process that there's a lot of great stuff going on in sport that doesn't necessarily qualify in the three existing categories. So the last induction ceremony 2 years ago, we recognized the Haliburton Red Wolves, who, in addition to some of them participating in Special Olympics, they have all kinds of sport-related activities going on. And it's a fantastic organization that, you know, we should all be proud of. And so we were happy to recognize them. So we now have four categories of recognition. As I say, we do this every 2 years. We've got a group of about 10 people on the committee. We've been supported tremendously by the Haliburton Co-op, by individual donors who have helped us put this together. We have two physical locations, one upstairs in the Haliburton Arena and one in the Minden Arena as well.
Since the region is chock full of various sporting organizations and talented athletes, picking potential inductees is relatively easy, Trull says. The hard part is winnowing down the list to fit the four categories.
It's a nominating process. So the first go around, we as a committee did a bunch of work to identify potential inductees. We purposely created a selection committee that consisted of some people in the community who aren't on our committee and some of our committee members together. We've had lots of qualified candidates. And then the last couple of times around, it's been nominations, and we've received lots of great nominations. We want to ensure that we're recognizing the very best and recognizing people. You know, there's a lot of people who have done, aside from the athletes, who it's fairly easy to find information out about, when it comes to builders, you know, there's just a tremendous number of people in Haliburton County have done an incredible amount of work and nobody really knows them. So it's been fantastic. It's, you know, one of our inductees this year in the builder category is Jane Simons, and she's been running the figure skating program in Minden for 41 years, I think. There's people doing those kinds of things, making it possible for young people to benefit from sport. Well, we've had, and we'll again this year, recognize excellent curler. So curling's been big in Haliburton, but we've also had a tremendous number of outstanding track and field athletes, Olympians, football players, and so it's been great. I mean, it's a little more difficult and will become a little more difficult as time goes on for us to find women who would qualify for the Hall of Fame, because in the 50s, 60s, earlier times, there were less opportunities for women. And This year, we're really excited to be inducting the Halliburton County Ladies Softball League, which started in the 60s and went through to the 90s. And there were a lot of outstanding players who had nowhere else to play, right? So there were no national, provincial leagues and things that they could participate in. So that's the challenge. But the future is bright as time goes on, because there's a lot more opportunity for women in sport now. We've got some outstanding athletes at the high school now, as we have for a period of time. And so, yeah, the future is certainly bright that way. We've been blessed with Paul Morissette, who is a member of our committee and was a history teacher at the high school here forever and a track coach, and a guy who is very familiar and is currently doing a lot of research around sport in Halliburton County. So we've been really lucky to have Paul.
Trawl says there's a number of locals that have made their mark in professional sports, and that's something to take pride in.
Depends what sport you're interested in, right? But I mean, Matt Duchene is a current NHL hockey player that most people would be familiar with. Doesn't qualify for the Hall of Fame yet because you have to have been retired for 5 years. Cody Hodgson was a great hockey player who lots of people would know. Bernie Nichols was in the first class of inductees. Mike Bradley was a great football player in the Canadian Football League. Ron Stackhouse was a great NHL player, was inducted also in the first class. So yeah, we can be proud of lots of athletes, and there's more coming all the time.
Trawl says this year's inductees represent a diverse range of sports, including those who found excellence in their sport, but also those who have helped them along the way.
I mentioned Jane Simons in figure skating in a minute. I mean, she's been a one-person show there, and she's had lots of students of hers that have gone on and competed provincially and nationally, and lots of others who've just had the opportunity to learn about figure skating and benefit from her coaching, which has been great. Julia Fedeski was a great hockey player, played in the early days with the boys because that's the only way she could play, and then had a great university career. And I'm sure if she was still playing today, she'd be in the Professional Women's Hockey League, but it wasn't available at the time. Bob and Noreen Bishop started the Sir Sam Ski Hill, which I'm partial to being a ski instructor there. They came up with the idea. They had the land cleared. They built the first tow T-bar to take you up the hill and grew it and ran it really for nearly 60 years. We can all imagine what that place has done for tourism in Halliburton and the number of people who purchase cottages in the area so that they can ski at the hill, and the number of young people have learned how to ski at Sir Sam's. So, you know, we're really excited to be able to recognize them. In the outstanding achievement category, I mentioned the Ladies Softball League, but there's also the Boshkong Lake Skiers. They're water skiers. And in the 1960s, they were nationally known as, you know, being excellent in the area of water skiing. And they competed all across the province and the country. They were outstanding skiers, and in 1967, the Canadians, you know, our centennial year, they actually skied from Toronto to Montreal. They were a fascinating group of mostly cottagers who built a ski jump out front on Boshkong Lake and had a track that they learned on, and then they competed in the national championships and hosted the national championships. So yeah, it's a really neat group of people. Neil Burke and Helen Burke were also both good athletes in their own right, but just spent their entire lives volunteering to make sport possible for others. And, you know, just spent endless hours volunteering for the benefit of others. And that's something we are really pleased to be able to recognize in the Hall of Fame.
Trawl says the best part of his job on the selection committee is informing the inductees about being honored.
I have one of the best jobs in that I get to typically inform people that they're being inducted. You know, people are thrilled. A lot of these people, the athletes in particular, have moved on to somewhere else. They don't live in Halliburton anymore. But to be recognized by their home community is something special to them, and they're thrilled, and they always come with family, and yeah, it's a big deal.
The 2026 Halliburton Highlands Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony takes place Saturday, May 23rd at the A.J. LaRue Arena in Halliburton. A video montage of every inductee's contribution to their sport will be shown at the ceremony. Inductees receive a glass sculpture and will have their names and photos appear on the Halliburton Highlands Sports Hall of Fame posters located both in the Minden and Halliburton arenas.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.